We continue six lines down from the top on Nun Hey Omer Aleph. Shaal Agrippus Sartzva Es Rabban Gamliel. Agrippus, the officer of the army, asked Rabban Gamliel the following question. Ksiv b'sarashem, it says in your Torah, Ki Hashem elkecha ish ochlahu, God is an all-consuming fire, Elkana, he's a jealous God, Klum miskanei elachacham b'chacham v'gibor b'gibor v'asher b'asher, isn't it only humans who get jealous of each other, a wise man with another one, or a mighty man, or wealthy man, but a God getting jealous of humans? That doesn't make sense. Clearly, your God is no special divine being. It's just that God is a regular person, no different than a pagan idol of ours. Amar lo, so Rabban Gamliel responded back to Agrippus, Em shalucha mashal lemahadavar doma. Let me explain this to you. Let me give you a parable. La'adam shenasa isha al ishto. A man married a second wife. Chashuva mimena ein miska'ana ba. If this second wife is more prestigious than the first one, the first one will be jealous that there's a second wife, but she won't be jealous of her because of him. But bechusa mimena, but if the woman is inferior to her in her eyes, miskanaba, then she will be jealous of her through him. In other words, it's not that God is a jealous God, but through the other idols, which God knows is inferior to him, his anger is now extended to the people because of the idol. And that's the idea here. That's not that God is a human, but God's anger is taken, moved towards the person, or towards a being whom he feels is in who he knows is inferior to him. And that's the idea here about God being a jealous God. So he continues to be a divine being, but the anger is channeled through the fact that a choice has been made of choosing someone which is some being or which is inferior to him. Amar le Zunin le Rabbi Akiva. So Zunin, who is a Jew, asked Rabban Gamliel, or made the following point to Rabbi Akiva, I'm sorry. Libi v'libach yada davoris kachavim leis be mashasha. You know and I know that avodah zarah is meaningless. There's no mashashas there. There's nothing tangible. However, however, what do we see? We see that we have these people who are injured. They have broken limbs. They go into this base of Avodas Kochavim, and they come out and they're healed. Well, it sounds like something is working. How do we make sense of this? My time, why is this the case? Amar lo, so he responded back to him, Em shel chamash al mata verdoma. Let me give you a parable, Mr. Zunin. This is compared to Adam Neman Shahaya Beir, the whole Bnei Iro Hayo Mafkiran Eslo Shalo Be'edim. Uba Adam Echad Hivkalo Be'edim. Everyone, whenever they would deposit something by this man, they would always do it in front of witnesses, would never do it in front of witnesses because he was trustworthy. But there's this one person who, whenever he deposited his item in front of this trustworthy man, he would always do it in front of witnesses. Pam Echad Shachach, Hivkal Eslo Shalo Be'edim. But one time, this guy decided or made an error, he forgot, and he ended up depositing an item with this trustworthy man without witnesses. So Amar lo Ishto, the woman, the wife of the trustworthy man, said to her husband, Bo v'nach pareinu, let's go steal the item, the deposit. He didn't give witnesses this time. And we can just, v'nach pareinu, we can deny it. Amar lo, honest man said to his wife, Echim ibn Eisha, Shota zeh asa shalok hogan anu nevras emunaseinu. What, because this guy is foolish for not doing, continuing the same path that he has chosen and he didn't use witnesses, we're going to then ruin our trustworthiness? We want to do that to ourselves. Afchach. So says Rabbi Akiva, so to hear, Yusurin, when it comes to pain and punishments, B'shashim mishagrin osamal adam, when they are sent out into the world, when God sends out this pain that is going to come onto a person, mashbiyon oso shalot hilchu el biyom ploni, God makes them swear that they're not going to arrive until this certain day, v'lotetu el biyom ploni, ubisha ploni, svaidei ploni, vaidei sam ploni. And all the instructions are there that the virus or the disease will not leave until a certain day, at a certain time, through a certain person, and through a certain medication. Kivan shegi esmanu latzeis, at the time when the disease is supposed to leave, halach zel beis avodas kochavim. So this guy ends up going to a base of avodas kochavim. Just happened to be coincidence. Amri Yisurin. So the Yisurin says, as if the Yisurin says, dinu shlo neitze. Really, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't leave today because I don't want him to think that it's because of going to the base of avodas kochavim that is why he was healed. V'chozrin v'omrin. And then the Yisurin says to himself, says, wait a second. V'chim hanesha shodeze osa shlo gogan anu neber shvu osenu. Well, because this guy is a fool for thinking that the avodas kochavim is going to help him, I'm going to ruin my integrity, my oath that I took with God, that I'm going to follow through and I'm going to come on a certain day and leave on a certain day. I can't do that. Behainu, and that is why some people leave the base of Avodas Kochavim, they're healed. Not that the base of Avodas Kochavim did the healing, it wasn't the cause, it just happened to be that the gezerah was that the person would be healed the next day. V'hainu damar Rav Yochanan, and that's what Rav Yochanan was saying, that said about this, Mai dechsiv v'chalayim ra'im v'ne'emanim. What does it mean when it says that the chalayim, that the diseases are they're evil and they're truthful? Ra'im v'shlichusan, they're devastating in their shlichus, v'ne'emanim v'shvusan, but they're always have integrity, they're ne'emana, we believe in that shvua, that we know exactly there's a time when they're going to leave, and they keep their word. So it sounds like from here, this idea of almost some sort of predestination, the idea that everything is predetermined, that when you'll be sick or when you won't be sick. But the truth is that, and to a certain degree, we do believe in this concept of mazel, that everyone is, Gemara and Shabbos talks about, that a person is connected to their mazel, and their mazel will determine how their lives will be. Bini chai umezoni lav, it's been mazel atalia, all these things, how long you're going to live, how many children you're going to have, how much money you'll have, that's all connected to your mazel. But we do know that we do have the opportunity to transcend our mazel through tefillah. And that's the idea here, that others who are stuck in their mazel, let's say these avodas kochavim, so their illness will come and go as been indicated or prescribed by their mazel, but others have the opportunity to transcend above their mazel.